Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny of God for us. And as we walk and live by faith, we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. We change to be light to someone else, salt to someone else. We change so that God's character, His grace, His love, His power can be seen in us so that someone else's life will be see the demonstration of God's power as we show it and live it with a life of worship unto the Lord. We've been studying in the book of Genesis this week, and we're going back to Genesis 12, looking at the life of Abraham, seeing how God used him and called him and seeing his purpose. So we're going back to this faith journey, looking at different heroes of the faith and seeing how they walked and how we can glean from their life and understand more how God will use faith to test faith, to prove faith, refine faith, prove faith in you, and even stretch your faith. But as he does, you're going to grow and mature, because our faith is what we need to please God. And as we please God, we're going to see God use that faith to cause us to grow, to trust him even more in situations in everyday life. So we're going back to Genesis, the 12th chapter, looking again at the life of Abraham. We started out yesterday looking at the promise of God, that God, and the commission of God unto Abraham. And so we said that as you apply this to your everyday life, you see the blessings of God in your life, because we understand that when he said to get out of your country, we understood that that was could be for us not necessarily leaving where we are. Sometimes the Lord will tell us to leave where we are and go to somewhere else. But sometimes it's leaving a mindset, leaving an action and behavior, leaving something that's not going to bring him glory. Then it says your family. That could be traditions of men, things that you've learned or picked up or seen within your family that do not bring God glory, things that are not edifying, things that that will hold and hinder you from moving forward. So sometimes the Lord will tell you to leave those things, those traditions. There are times when the Lord will tell you to leave family members, or when they're hindering you from becoming what God says, when they don't believe and they war and fight against what God is telling you. There are times that he will do that, that he will send you off for a season, and then he will strengthen you, build you up while he deals with your family, soften their heart towards him. Let them see that they need him, and then we'll send you back to be the one that can lead them sometimes to Christ, or to plant the seed, or to even water it, or bring in that harvest. So there are times when the Lord will tell you to physically step aside or not be so involved with your family when it's that type of relationship that is hindering or warring against the will and the word of God. He tells them also, he says, from your father's house, and we went over that again, things that we picked up, learned, habits, to the land that I must show you. And sometimes what God will show you is things that we can't conceive with our own mind, but we have to see in the spirit, like Abraham, beyond our natural eye, our physical eye, the sight that we have, to the place where we see God performing what he promised in our lives. So Abraham did that. We also see that the Lord says that he was going to make him a great nation. That means God is going to do something in you great. He's going to use you greatly. You're going to be a blessing to your family, to other people, and God wants to use you to be that blessing. He says then, I'm going to bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing to other nations. And those who curse you, he's going to curse. And those who bless you, God says he's going to bless. So we can see how the same blessing patterns our life, and God can use the same blessing to do great things. So let's go back and look and get an understanding again at what's happening here. Abraham and his father and his whole tribe at this particular time, and his name is Abram, not Abraham. He goes through a name change later. He's a pagan worshiper. He believes in worshiping other gods. He believes in serving other gods. They understood what it was to go after other gods. But yet God calls him out of where he was into the place where he wants to make him a blessing, calls him to be a blessing. and make him into something that he never, ever imagined. There are times where God will call you something, and you might wonder why he chose you, but God knew your heart. He knew that you were going to honor him, love him, trust him, and so he will use you over someone that you think is more qualified, that you think may be the one that can do all the things that God has assigned, but God wants to use you. When he does, you have to submit yourself to him, because God is going to speak and say something to you that you yourself have never heard anyone say, but it's going to be so powerful that you're going to obey, that you're going to do what he's telling you to do. God calls Abram from Ur, from the Chaldeans of to Canaan, and he basically assures him that he's going to be a vast nation, and that Sarah, his wife, who is a beautiful woman, a very attractive woman, it's going to be a mother. She's going to be a mother. And we see, we'll read later on and understand that she was barren and she could not have children because God would not allow her to have them until the set time. But God has chosen Abraham and called him, and he's called him for something more than just making him rich or making his name great. He's called him to be the father of something that's going to birth righteousness. When God calls you, he's going to call you to do something that it has. Yes, you may be blessed. Yes, you may get some benefits from serving and doing what God says, but it is a spiritual calling. There is something that God wants to be seen, demonstrated spiritually through you. There's gifting, there's talents that God wants to be seen. There are people who he wants to be drawn to, this anointing, this call of yours, and he does not want it to be wasted. So that means he's going to talk to you. He's going to deal with you like he did with Abraham, and he's going to take you through the process of stripping you from who you are to making your character look more and more like him and building your faith. So you have to understand that God is not going to just call you to gather things, gather stuff. This is to grow you spiritually, to mature you spiritually, to develop you spiritually so that you can be a blessing to someone else. And the call is not for a title or position. If God has called you to be a pastor or a teacher, then that's great. That's wonderful. But the call is to submit to the will of God, to love him and to serve him, and to do what he's called you to do, purpose you to do for your life. So you will understand that as we go further into the study of Abraham, and you'll understand more about how God will use you. I pray that you've been blessed and encouraged in this, and we'll be back tomorrow for another empowerment. Have a blessed day.